Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the Racine Journal-Times, WolfelsPressBox.com, it's Gary Wolfel, our Bucks insider here on The Fan. Gary, what on earth is going to have to change for the Bucks to be able to beat the Chicago Bulls? I can't believe I'm saying that, man. Can't believe I'm saying that.
Yeah, I know. And to be quite frank with you, it's inexcusable. This garbage about the Bucks being young, I mean, we brought this up in a recent post-game show. That's nonsense. I mean, you know, Eric Bledsoe isn't a rookie or young.
No, not a spring chicken.
Middleton isn't a new kid on the block. John Hansen's been around a while. Those are three of your starters. Giannis is 23, but he's been in the league before now. And who am I missing? Tony Snell's a veteran.
Mm-hmm. Veteran. John Hansen's been in the league for, what, four or five years?
Dellavedova coming off the bench.
Won a championship. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, so, I mean, that's getting really old. And, you know, they just were ill-prepared to play this game. That's the bottom line.
Jason Kidd said it the best, man. I mean, he just put it that, you know, if you continue to play like this and you continue to just not hustle sometimes and give yourself just situations where you don't want to play hard, Is this the cut, Anthony, that I wanted to play for Gary Wolfel?
Yeah, this is the cut you wanted to play for.
Can you hit it really
Gary
quick
Wolfel
for me?
Yeah, let's give it a listen.
It's an easy fix. Just rebound the ball. You know, do the little things. Everybody's worried about scoring the ball. If we can pay a little bit more attention to the misses and come up with the rebounds like we do when we want to score the ball, then we'll solve that problem. But until then, we'll still get out rebound and we'll still get our ass kicked.
I mean, where else does it change, Gary? That's hustle, well, that's intensity, and that's effort.
Well, you know, going back to what I said before about preparation, I mean, you heard the old adage, you know, preparation is the key to life. And
yep.
They have played the Bulls now several times in the last couple of years where Mirotić has absolutely killed them. He had an exceptional game last year on the perimeter. He had one last week on the perimeter. So you would think, okay, these guys are smart enough to know that if they want to beat the Bulls, they got to keep Mirotić in check. And what happens? What did he get, 24?
24 tonight, yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like they didn't learn their lesson. And, you know, if they want to be a very good team, they got to start paying attention to detail. And it was painfully obvious in the fourth quarter that they didn't, so. We'll see.
And like you said, it's just not going to change until there's a change in the preparation, it seems like. And I asked it earlier, Gary, is it stubbornness or is it stupidity? Because like you just pointed to, Nikola Mirotić has killed you when he's come in here and you allowed him to beat you tonight. You allowed Chris Dunn to just bully at times and blow past people. Where do you miss that in the scouting report? That's the only way Chris Dunn's really going to beat you.
Well, I mean, what's even more appalling is a couple of players after the game were saying, you know, Mirotić is a great player. Excuse me? He's a great player against you guys.
Right, because they want to run the guy out. They want to run him out with pitchforks down there in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, last time I checked, he hasn't been on any All-Star teams.
Mm-mm.
So. Again, I hate to sound like a broken record, but it's preparation and knowing how to guard people in certain situations, knowing their strengths, their weaknesses. And, you know, Giannis, bless him, you know, he played hard tonight and he played well. But in the fourth quarter, twice he was really slow in closing out on Mirotić, you know, and Mirotić hit big baskets. Well, when the game's on the line, you can't have those breakdowns.
No. No, and there were multiple times, Gary, tonight where the defensive switches and the defensive intensity was just – and just wherewithal of where you were on the floor, it seemed to just go away.
Yeah, you know, and the crazy thing is, you know, everybody talks about, you know, certain teams in the East, you know, being young and good, like Philadelphia, for instance. But I'll tell you what, Chicago took some hits early in the season, but they got some good young pieces. And think of this, they'll definitely be back in the lottery. So at least theoretically, they should get a very good player. And then they're going to have a ton of money to spend on a free agent this summer. And there's a lot of guys, trust me, that want to play in Chicago. So, you know, all of a sudden they had two more pieces to the puzzle here, and they could be pretty darn good.
And how about that? Like you said, it's a pillar organization in the NBA. I don't care what anybody says. When you look at the Chicago Bulls, it's hard for me to see any player not wanting to go play there. And frankly, I don't know his day-to-day operations. I don't know exactly how his preparation. People seem to be, you know, ticked off with Fred Hoiberg, but he seems to have a pretty good grasp on figuring out how Chris Dunn can play and letting him work through his faults, because I think he's a really, really good player that seemed to be given up on a little bit too soon.
Yeah, and I talked to some Bulls officials earlier today, and they're sky high in Luckinen, the kid they drafted in the first round.
I bet.
Lottery. And he didn't play well, you know, in the first half, and that was a credit to Giannis. I mean, Giannis did a number on him. He didn't know what was coming at him. And but, you know, eventually he's going to be good. I mean, one guy in the organization told me, said, quote, he's a generational-type player. Whoa.
Wow.
now I'm not going to, you know, I don't buy that for a second, but he's going to be a pretty darn good player. And like you said, Dunn's going to be a pretty good player.
Mm-hmm.
I think Valentine's going to be solid. I think Portis is solid. And what's his name? Levine is, you know, still
is still young, and he's an athletic, gifted guy. I mean, there's talent on this team that they're really just not that far away.
Correct. And like I said, you know, you had a lottery pick and you had a free agent, and they're going to be in play again next season.
Gary, what are you working on over at Wolfel's Press Box?
Well, I'm going to do something on Mr. Toledovich and in his situation. And it doesn't sound real promising
to
the people I talked to, but, you know, hopefully he'll be back at the end of the season. But, again, it seems unlikely that he will.
Were you able to talk to him at all? How are his spirits?
I talked to them, oh, gosh, was it last week? Just real briefly, stopped in the locker room. I said, hi, how are you doing? But that was the extent of it. But, yeah, it's tough on them. I mean, it would be tough on anybody to lose their job, you know? So
yeah, no kidding. It's something you can't control either.
Precisely. So, you know, hopefully everything will work out for Mirza. I was going to say Mirotic.
No, he's going to haunt us for the rest of the night, Gary.
He's doing quite well, yes.
Gary, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you, I believe, on Thursday.
Sounds good. Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary Wolfel from Wolfel's Press Box, Racine Journal-Times, our Milwaukee basketball insider.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.